Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know what? I can't even believe we took that last call.
Oh, I can. I mean, look, people thinking ahead, knowing how many people that this team is going to have to pay, and you got to decide what's most important. And we know that not everybody loves Jared Goff. I think most people do. But there are some that don't. And if you're trying to find a way to, you know, maximize this window, I don't think that's the way you go about doing it.
I just think about what would the reaction around the league be if a team with Super Bowl aspirations moved from their quarterback for future assets. And we're not talking about moving Alex Smith here for Patrick Mahomes, who's been here and waiting in the wings and practicing. We're talking about trading Jared Goff and then handing the keys to a guy who has probably taken 10 snaps in practice in an 11-on-11 situation, right? I mean, we're trying to win the Super Bowl this year. If there was a longer track record with Hendon Hooker, then maybe, just maybe, but I think it's – I don't know, man. Like I said, to each their own, try to be respectful, see things through different lenses, but that to me is just absurd. You do everything you can to win the Super Bowl next year, and maybe a couple more after that, right? The window's open, let's go, let's roll. This does change my draft strategy. Johnny Newton come on down, because I'm not sure they're going to be able to afford – Lee McNeil and a contract there.
Well, yeah, I get it. And looking at, I mean, this is something we've been talking about forever, and then now it's happened. Now it's like, wait a minute.
Right.
And yet we should have been thinking about this all along. And I think there have been times we've brought it up. Here's why you would look at Johnny Newton or Murphy, the other defensive tackle, and it's because, well, this situation happens. They are going to re-sign these players. You're going to have to make a tough decision who not to re-sign. And you said it. Defensive tackles are getting paid right now.
Yep.
And Ali McNeil has got to be salivating, thinking about his future, whether it's with the Lions or not. But he's going to get, you know, a four-year, $80 million contract.
If you're just joining us, reacting to the news that Amon-Ra St. Brown gets $120 million over 4 years, if the numbers are not finagled, this could make him the highest-paid wide receiver in the NFL. Let's get to your phone calls, 248-539-9797. Bernard, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Bernard?
Man, they should have traded Amon-Ra. I can't. Just kidding. honestly, I love the deal. I think what isn't being discussed, and if it's true, the 77 guaranteed. When you're a team, like you said, when we're playing, you know, we're playing to win a Super Bowl, and we're building to win a Super Bowl. You put the league on notice. Hey, not only are we a contender, but we pay our players, and you know, yeah, there's other contracts that need to be signed, but with that 77 guaranteed, guys can restructure deals. Guys can, you know, make cap space for other players. This is kind of a bellwether moment, to be honest with you, for the Detroit Lions. I think that, you know, not only did the, you know, we're talking about the brand new Lions when we talk about the product on the field that we saw last year, but this is now taking the business side of it too and saying, we pay our players. We free agents right now are interested. And
yeah, well, you can't call them cheap. Like, that tag was put on the Lions for years. You can't call them cheap. Now, these kinds of things can obviously backfire. They can backfire because a player can get hurt. They can get complacent. I don't see the complacency with Amon-Ra. You know, maybe. What?
Don't look for reasons why it won't work out.
No, I mean, but he obviously can't. Obviously, you're extended. Like, you are a lot vested here in Amon-Ra's success, and I suspect he will be successful. But it's just, it's kind of scary, you know. It's kind of scary. And the cap goes up. I know anybody wants to say, we know the cap goes up. What's important isn't really how much money. It's how much, what percent of a given cap.
Yeah.
Because that's what matters most. So each year this is going to be less and less and less in terms of percentage of the cap.
Well, it wasn't for $26, $27, or $28 million.
Nope. And quite frankly, I think we were talking about 25-ish. And
would be on the cheap side, yeah.
Yeah, and now you get into Goff, and I think you're looking probably 50-plus per year for Jared Goff. 248-539-9797. Mike is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Mike.
Hi. Listen, hey. I think if you Brad Holmes, you have to look at it this way. Jared Goff works great for the Lions. They have a great line. They have a great running attack. But he wouldn't be successful on a lot of other teams in the league. They've got Hooker, who we've never really seen before, ready to go and play in the exhibition season next year. If he looks good, they turn to Goff and say, look, let's negotiate. You know, we can get by with Hooker if we have to. We'd like to keep you here, but, you know, you're going to have to be reasonable. I don't think they're going to do anything with Goff until after the exhibition season and they've seen Hooker play. That's what I do.
I don't know when the time is right to strike the deal with Jared Goff. Some would say it's better to get it done now so you don't have to pay more later, because there are other quarterbacks who are going to get some deals here. And that would be the impetus to sign Amon-Ra St. Brown, because other receivers are going to get paid. Justin Jefferson will get – he deserves more than St. Brown does. So did they get St. Brown on the cheap at 30? No, they didn't get him on the cheap at 30, but they got him for cheaper than what it's going to cost other players.
I think St. Brown could play on any team and be successful. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure Goff could. He needs a good offensive line.
Well, he's 2 for 2. I mean, Goff is 2 for 2. He, you know, went to a Super Bowl with the Rams early in his career, and, you know, went to the NFC Championship game with the Lions. Two teams, two pretty good outcomes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm glad Brad Holmes is running the lines.
Yeah.
I'm glad Brad Holmes is making these calls.
Sure.
Rico's next on 97.1 A Ticket. Hi, Rico.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
What's up?
So, first, Amon-Ra, love it. I don't care how much we paid. We can give him $500 million. I still love it. I wouldn't care. But I wanted to pick your brains at, I don't know, when is our second pick in the draft?
61?
Yes, late 29th pick of the second round.
Okay, so what if we went for Jackson Powers at the first pick, and then I don't know how you guys feel about him, but, you know, being a Michigan fan, I love Mikey Sainra still. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I feel like, well, that'd be a great fit.
I'm not a Michigan fan, and I love Mikey Sainra still. I don't know if I'd go in the second round to get him, but it's the end of the second round, so he may not be – and if I'm going offensive line in the first round, it's not – I'm not against it at all. Not against it at all.
Yeah, I mean, with these questions, you always have to wonder, all right, who else is on the board when they pick? Yeah. Are there any trade offers, et cetera, et cetera? But that seems like a pretty reasonable haul. I'll tell you another guy that I think might be gone because of this Amon-Ra deal is Taylor Decker. Are they going tackle now? Could they go tackle?
Or does Decker come at a discount and then he knows the writing's on the wall?
Because he could.
He said he wants to finish his career here. He's kind of a great story.
Yeah.
You know, suffering through those bad years of the Lions, and he was a good player. And he is a good player.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, 4 years, $120 million with $77 guaranteed. This could make him, after we see the actual hard numbers, the highest paid receiver on an annual basis in the NFL. For now, other guys will be probably have their agents right now chomping at the bit to get to the negotiation table. But it's interesting. One of the early things that has happened is this has led to the I love Goff but calls.
Well, there is that. And I think you're also looking at the contract. You want to see the whole deal. And okay, if things don't go well, or is there a way to restructure it at some point, because it's an awful lot of money, you know, do you get out of it at some point? Ian Rapoport just said on the Pat McAfee show that this is a guy that the Lions wanted to pay, and the guaranteed money goes into the third year of the deal. Amon-Ra St. Brown has earned this contract, and it's a very cool deal for the Lions to get done, especially this week.
So when they say goes into the third year of the deal, does that mean he can be released after the third year?
I kind of feel like, yeah, like the first 3 years are and the fourth year is one that might be easier for the
and
Lions.
And it doesn't start till after this coming season, correct? So 4 more years?
I would believe so.
Good to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson. It's draft week. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings, our draft headquarters in downtown Detroit. 97.1 The Ticket.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.